Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Broadway welcomes another new play to the boards tonight. Purpose begins previews at the Helen Hayes Theater. Written by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, the recently crowned Tony winner for Appropriate, it follows a black, blended political family in the Midwest wrestling with its own legacy. The cast includes LaTanya Richardson Jackson, Harry Lennox, John Michael Hill, Glenn Davis, Alana Arenas, and another recently crowned Tony winner, Kara Young. Well-received in a production last year at the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago, Purpose marks the Broadway directorial debut of Felicia Rashad. Opening night is March 17th, and it will run through July 6th. Breaking news this morning, history repeats itself. Cola Scola, Conrad Riccamora, and James Scully will all return to Broadway's O Mary on April 8th. The three of them play Mary Todd Lincoln, Mary's husband, and Mary's acting teacher, respectively, in the raucous wartime comedy. With all three of them returning, this ensures O Mary's entire original cast is now intact for Tony Awards season. This year's nominations will be announced on May 1st, and the show is expected to be a major factor in the play categories. The show currently stars Betty Gilpin as Mary Todd Lincoln. Titus Burgess will succeed her for 3 weeks, starting March 16th. O Mary runs at the Lyceum Theater through June 28th. John Proctor is the Villain is offering discounted tickets for its preview period. Now through March 3rd, you can enter your villain era on the show's website. By providing your email at johnproctoristhevillain.com, you can get exclusive access to $29 tickets in the first four rows of seats for all previews. Be sure to check your inbox on March 4th at 10 a.m. Eastern for a promo code. In addition, the new play will have a $45 digital lottery and $40 digital rush through rush.telecharge.com. Free lottery entries begin at midnight the day before a performance, with drawings at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Digital Rush begins at 11 a.m. the day of a performance and ends 30 minutes before showtime. More tickets may be released throughout the day. Each person may purchase up to 2 tickets each for both Lottery and Rush, depending on availability. Also pending availability, the show will have a $40 in-person Rush the day of a performance upon daily box office opening. All Rush tickets are first come, first serve. John Proctor is the Villain begins previews March 20th and opens April 14th at the Booth Theater. In the coming days, Death Becomes Her, O Mary, and Maybe Happy Ending will be offering several evening benefit performances for the Entertainment Community Fund. Maybe Happy Ending is offering 3 of them on February 28th, March 7th, and March 11th, with Death Becomes Her on March 4th and O Mary scheduled for March 5th and 6th. The entirety of proceeds from select blocks of tickets will benefit the fund, which provides support to the entertainment community in times of need and crisis. For each of these performances, the money will go to all those entertainment workers who have been affected by the recent wildfires in Southern California. Tickets are on sale now at entertainmentcommunity.org/performances-events. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were published for the week ending Sunday, February 23rd. Last week was the lowest grossing week overall on Broadway since late September. The industry is expected to gear back up as March and April progresses, more new shows open and vie for attention, and award season begins. The Louis Armstrong bio musical A Wonderful World played its final performance on Sunday. In its final week, it made $677,797, playing to 87% capacity at Studio 54. The new musical Buena Vista Social Club got off to a decent start, selling out the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater for its first 3 previews at $447,171, and at last week's 5th highest average ticket price on Broadway. Opening night is March 19th. The revival of Gypsy took a nosedive last week, with star Audra McDonald missing 5 performances due to a death in her family, and standby Trafina Wade going on for Rose in her place. The musical slipped far down to $877,294 at just 58% capacity at the Majestic. Co-star Danny Burstein also missed a performance. And in its first full week on Broadway, Operation Mincemeat sold out the John Golden Theater with 666 $6,648 over 7 previews. They open on March 20th. Of the 26 running shows, 17 of them play to at least 90% full houses. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.